Livewire with Phil Richards.
Hi, this is Phil Richards and welcome to Livewire, and today I'm chatting with Ian Anderson, well known throughout the rock world as the flute player and the voice behind the legendary Jethro Tull. Ian, welcome to the program. So we're going to play the track Hammer on Hammer from your new album in just a moment. Tell us about that, because that's got quite an unusual theme about it.
Well, not unusual for me, sort of stuff I do for a living, really. Yeah. It is a play. The album as a whole is a playful look at the personalities and characters of some of the Nordic gods in the world of Norse mythology. And the god Thor, a rather warlike god cast in the image of man, superior human being, is also likened in the final two stanzas of the song to one Vladimir Vladimirovich, who is intent on demonstrating his manly prowess and his nuclear arsenal and threatening the West. So, you know, it's an album of parallels between the personalities of Nordic gods and, in my own personal experience, certain analogies in the world that I live in, the world of the last 75 years.
It certainly reminded me immediately of your style, so you've kept that sort of that sound, certainly.
Well, no, it's not difficult, because as soon as you hear the flute played in an assertive fashion or in the context of rock music, I guess you're probably going to think about me, or so I am told, somebody called Lizzo, who I believe is the current pretender in the world, the very small world of rock flautists. Although I suspect she's not rock. I think she's more of a sort of pop rap something. Not my world of music anyway, but there you go. Yeah,
I certainly enjoyed the track. Just listen to it. So we'll play that in a minute. And just go back to your roots then.
Well, I was born in Dunfermline, across the water from Edinburgh. And at the age of three, my parents moved to Edinburgh. So I grew up and went to primary school in Edinburgh. And then my parents decided to semi-retire to Blackpool, which is where they had met in the early 1930s. And so we were whisked off to Blackpool to start a new life. So secondary school for me was at Blackpool Grammar School and then the local College of Art before I moved south to attempt to make a living as a musician, having been refused entry as an aspiring police cadet to the Blackpool Police Constabulary and to the Blackpool Evening Gazette, where I went along and offered my services as a wannabe journalist. So I had to go with plan C in my life. Plan A got the heave-ho, plan B they weren't interested, so plan C it had to be. Plan C being, of course, plan C was to become an international rock star.
It sounds like a good plan to me. Well, okay, so the band's Jethro Tull. Tell me more about Jethro Tull as a band.
Well, there have been 27 members of Jethro Tull.
Wow.
Since 1968, and the guys who are currently in the band, some of them have played with me for 18 years or 11, 12 years. And then the most recent guy, the guitar player, took over from his predecessor when he retired, just in time for the pandemic, in fact. We played his first two concerts with Jethro Tull before we were sidelined along with everybody else for a year and a half due to COVID. So we've been catching up since.
So where does the name Jethro Tull come from, apart from the fact that, of course, there is a well-known historical background to that name?
Yep, the name Jethro Tull was given to us by one of the agents in the Ellis Wright Agency, who came up with the name, and to humour him, and because I couldn't think of anything better, the name Jethro Tull seemed okay, seemed quaint, a bit archaic. I didn't have any idea that there was a historical Jethro Tull who invented the seed drill in the early 18th century. But that when I found that out a couple of weeks later, it was too late to change the name because we had become accepted and approved of in our early days playing at the Marquee Club in London. So we were essentially stuck with the name, but being, you know, being named after a dead guy who invented the seed drill is and was something of an embarrassment, but I respectfully continue with it because it has its own little place in the world of music history. And so I guess I'm okay with the Jethro Tull name, and because of all the albums that have been released, the Jethro Tull repertoire that we draw from to perform in our concerts live, it's Jethro Tull lives on, if not in just in the history books, but as a still performing rock band in the wide world of 2023, and hopefully a little beyond.
And certainly 30 studio live albums selling more than 60 million copies, amazing.
Well, you know, that's the stuff that's banned.
Yeah.
You might say, well, we could extrapolate on that and sort of add another, you know, a couple of million a year or whatever it might be. But that's if you're trying to be not scientific, but just trying to be relatively truthful about it. But, you know,
let's just quickly talk about your album that we're going to play a track from in a moment then. So this is actually your 23rd studio album, isn't it?
I'm not sure at all. No, I can't.
Oh, well, there you are. That's another statistic, you see. I've got it in front of me.
Old albums, records, sales, and anything that smacks of the commercial reality of being a musician is something that, respectfully, I don't really choose, as I don't believe I really ever did. It's not something that marks me out in my own mind as to who I am and what I might be worth or not worth. I just really feel a little embarrassed about the fact that doing what I've done is something that's been very bountiful in terms of personal income, and hopefully as a UK taxpayer for all of my life, at a high rate of tax, I can feel positive about having done something that contributes to the economy of my country. I think I've been very lucky, and I still have, I suppose, most of what I've earned in some tangible asset form. I'm not a big spender.
Right, and the live performances continue, and that's ongoing.
Yes, I mean, all those concerts are not yet on our website because we only put them on the website when tickets are available.
Yeah,
on sale. But yeah, pretty much. As we go through, well, into the summer, and it gets very busy for the latter part of this year, and into 2024, we have some concerts already in the schedule, but not yet publicised. So we have there'll be somewhere around about 70 concerts in 2023, not as much as the more typical 100 concerts that I might have been doing 10 or 15 years ago. But I do try and spend a little bit more time at home than I used to, because I like to enjoy what I might otherwise just take for granted. So I'd like to sleep in my own bed two or three nights a week if I possibly can.
Sounds like you're working hard still. So what's the website address? Do you have that handy?
www.jethrotull.com, ianandersen.com. You'll get the same result.
All right.
Or you would last time I looked anyway.
Right, so the new album.
You can just call it Rock Flute, or you can call it Rock Flute, if you want to attempt a more correct pronunciation, given the double umlauts in the name, which are correctly used both grammatically and in terms of the nature of the, I suppose, conceptually what the album is about, unlike the umlauts in Motorhead or Motley Crue, which are misappropriated and meant to sound a bunch of fun-loving, you know, mumsy boys, make them sound like macho tough guys, and all of those rather right-wing associations with the fantasy world of heavy metal and Nordic mythology is something I have absolutely no interest or affiliation with. So I am not in that camp, but I shouldn't be afraid to use references correctly and appropriately and with sensitivity. Whilst I make it clear that I'm in no way in hock or in rapture to the world of the more right-wing extreme aspects of fantasy that surround Nordic mythology, I shouldn't be afraid to touch upon the subject and try to do better, you know, than the folks who fool around with these things they don't really understand.
Right, so let's play a track from the album, Ian. Over to you to introduce it.
Right, well, we're going to play a track now from the new Jethro Tull album, Rock Flirter, and it's a song about one of the Nordic gods and his counterpart in the world today. The song is called Hammer on Hammer. I'll leave you to figure it out.
Thank you very much, Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull.
Take care.
Was there a time when I was Jupiter, ringed like Saturn with sacred belt, anvil sweating under blows, hammer on hammer, cold steel to smelt, coiled serpent silently waiting, takes the bait I place beneath. The dark and deep so far from shoreline, cut dagger the sheath. Stage must be set for mortal battle, all the prophecy fulfilled. And Ragnarok, gory conclusion. White Knights 1992. Sabres rattle, pipelines tremble, wasted opportunity to build a better motherland, a nobler place in history. The dark and deep so far from shoreline, a dagger to sheath. Stage must be set for mortal battle, the sea fulfilled. A Ragnarok, gory conclusion. Drowning world through maze rebuilt. Ringed like Saturn with sacred belt.
Livewire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.